Yeah, I always say, give away your value. Give it away. Give it away. Just keep giving it away. And people go, why? What do you mean? And I say, because there's always someone else. There's billions of people on this planet. Everyone's like, I can't give it away. I'm like, what do you mean? You will never. Is there? It does Facebook? Has Facebook reached everyone on the planet? No. Okay. If Facebook hasn't reached everyone on the planet with all their marketing, you're not going to reach everyone. So you can burn through as many people as you want. All it's going to do is it's going to help the people who do want to pay you come and pay you.
This is the Agency Profit Podcast, the podcast for agency owners that want to run a more profitable business that doesn't depend on them. Introducing your host, CEO and co-founder of Parakeeto, Marcel Petipaw.
Hello, everyone. It's Marcel here from the Agency Profit Podcast, and I'm so excited to welcome you guys to today's episode. We have another special guest for you today. He is a serial entrepreneur and the CEO of a company called Launch Team, which is a collective of expert consultants that launch books, sites, apps, businesses, events, podcasts. They launch stuff. They make it make a splash when it comes out for the first time. That is what they do. He's also a founding partner at a company called Block Team, which is a venture strategic investment fund that specializes in blockchain, DLT, and emerging technologies. And they've raised over $500 million across 50 different companies. He's also a mentor at Techstars, where he's also an alumni, where he built and exited a company previously. And today, he's here to share with us some of the unique things he's doing at Launch Team from a business model perspective, which I think you guys will find very fascinating, and will help us learn about how to launch things to make a big impact and build our personal brand so it can feed our business. So with all of that, Jesse Tevelo, thank you for being here with us today.
Wow, Marcel, thank you, man. That was maybe one of the best introductions I've ever had. Maybe we should just drop the mic and just be done with that. I might mess it up if I talk.
Well, I pride myself on the hyped up introductions. I need some John Cena background music. I think we're going to have
All I need is some like theme music in the background, like, you know, Rocky or something.
Well, it's exciting to have you here, man. You're doing so many interesting things. You have such an interesting background, having been in the tech space and really at the kind of cross section of those two things. So the first thing I want to do is give you a chance to kind of explain in your own words what you do and what you're building at Launch Team, and then learn more about why Launch Team, why after your background, having exited companies, why you chose this problem of helping people launch things as the next place for you to spend your time and energy.
Sure. So Launch Team is essentially, we're the go-to-market experts. So there you go. Boom. Done. I try to keep it short and simple. And I spend a lot of time trying to figure out what's caused. And I'm like, you know, I actually worked with Eric Huberman on this, who's one of the top marketers in the country right now, runs a $100 million plus marketing company, and he's one of our clients. And his company is Hawk Media, and they're your outsourced CMO. So that's like their tagline. He was talking to me about how it's so important to really nail it. And so we're the go-to-market experts. We've launched over 50 products for clients that have those companies have raised over 500 million. So over half a billion dollars. A lot of that was in the blockchain space. So it was crazy days of fundraising. We also do best-selling book launches, and the way we do all of our stuff is we create these small communities called launch teams, and we're purely based on relationships. So we're not a technology company, we're a relationship company that uses technology. So we're very focused on humanity, we're focused on relationships, we're focused on connections, and on the work side of things, which we're going to get into, I think, in this discussion. So internally as a business, we run the same way, basically, with these little communities. In this case, of experts, expert partners, expert consultants, people like yourselves, agency owners, people who can help others launch things. So we're going to get into more details. I don't want to say too much, Marcel, about that, but I think it is an interesting way that we've been scaling the company, and I'm excited to share it.
Yeah. We're going to dig into that in a moment about how you've built this business with no employees, and you've managed to create a company that does, you know, very bespoke work without having to carry the burden of utilization rates and overhead and all these interesting things. So more on that in a second. Also, by the way, if you're interested in hearing from Eric Huberman, check out episode 26 of the show, where we interviewed him about how he built Hawk Media at over $100 million in a very short period of time. Crazy growth story for an agency. So check that out in the show notes. Now with that, Jesse, really curious, you know, you built and sold companies before, you had some interesting product marketing roles at some fast growing startups, and then you launched launch team. I'm curious, what was it about the idea of becoming the expert in go-to-market and in launching things that was appealing to you? And why did you decide to make that kind of your next big business?
Yeah, so I'm going to give you, I think, a typical answer that a lot of entrepreneurs and founders will give you, because it's the truth, is I had no plan. I had no vision at that point. I fell into it like most entrepreneurs do, right? It's to scratch your own itch, right? And those are usually like the best situations, because usually that means you're passionate about it. Because if you're willing to like scratch your own itch and try to turn it into something, it means that you're really like, it's really bothering you, whatever it is. And you're like, I need to do this. So you just solve it. And then when you do that, you realize like, everyone else needs this, and then it turns into a company. So that's why that's a common answer. To give you details on what happened is I left my game company. I was reinventing myself, trying to figure out what my next move was. I was like 30 years old. I had worked on this other startup for like most of my 20s, right? I had left. I had some money from it. That company is still going to this day. So it's like that's still there. And I was moving on to do other things, and I was like, okay, I'm 30. Like, what do I do? I knew I was ready to do something else, and I knew I liked writing. So I had some equity in the company that they had bought back, so I had some cash, and I'm like, okay, what should I do? So I'm like, I'm gonna write a book because I love writing. I'm gonna try that. And I had an old investor from my first company, which had done really well, and he's like, I'm starting a publishing company. So here you go, relationships, right? I immediately was like, cool, great, let me do this. And then I started working on my book, and then his publishing company folded. So and you know what, this is all public information, so I'm just going to say it's Brad Feld. So Brad was one of our investors.
That's funny.
Huge name, Brad. And I mean, he's written blog posts about this.
It's funny because he goes on to write one of my favorite books about venture capital ever.
Yeah.
Right?
So. Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. And this is the lesson, right? It's like people who are successful like Brad, that's why, because they just experiment and they do stuff, right? So that's what I was doing. I was just going and I was exploring. And so I started learning because of the failure of the publishing company, then it was on me, right? So I had to figure out all the marketing to launch my book.
So now fast forward, you've built this company up and you've managed to do it with basically a distributed network of other experts. And so I'd love to have you explain a little bit, what does launch team actually look like from a structural perspective? A project comes in, how do you get that project worked on without necessarily having a team of employees and without necessarily using what most people would consider to be like contractors? I think that's the other common way that people look at this agency business model is like, well, I'll just hire a bunch of contractors, but you're not really doing that either. It's more of a collaborative approach. What does the inside of launch team look like from a structure perspective?
So the inside of launch team is an empty box, it's an empty container. That's it. And it's like, I say that and it's like, what? What do you mean? And that's really how I think of it. And the reason is because I think rigid structure is like the old way. I think fluid structure is the new way. So I think of launch team as a fluid mesh network of talent, right? Like I'm part of that mesh network of talent because I'm doing all kinds of stuff, right? Like we just talked beforehand, I've got other projects going on, right? Is that a bad thing? I don't think so, because that keeps me creative, right? All of my effort is focused on launch team, but I'm doing lots of different stuff. And as I go, I'm gonna have different opportunities and I'm just like everybody else. So why am I don't wanna be held like hostage, right? Launch team is not me, launch team is a brand. So I can do whatever I want and anyone else should be able to do whatever they want. I think the problem is that people for the last 30 years have been like attaching their worth and attaching themselves to things, whether it's a company, or a brand, something to give them validation, when really it's the values inside you and in the work that you're able to produce for others so that you get that value back. It's just a circular hustle, right, of everyone doing stuff. So we allow everyone to come in and out of the company basically, but we don't really treat people as like just contractors, right, where it's just like a mercenary and you just go out online and you find someone and you hire them. That's cool and that will always work as a model, but what I think is way better is getting everyone into a community, into a group, and curating that group and going, okay, we're all really good at stuff. You're good at this, I'm good at that, but really curating and making sure that this is like the best of the best, the top 1% of LinkedIn, trying to make sure that we have gamification systems in place, which we're working on. Hush, hush, can't talk about it, but maybe next year we'll talk about that. But gamification, incentives, like ways to get this mesh network to do what we want it to do so that everybody wins, right? And there's lots of interesting technologies. I'm dropping hints here. Blockchain, you know, fragmentation of works, decentralized technology that will allow these things to happen. And I think we're at the right time for that to happen. So that's what we're doing. We're again, trying to get in early, hit the wave before it crests. And so we believe in the gig economy, in the mesh network. We think people are going to not only be like working at Google, but also like taking on their side project or starting their company, and like Google being okay with that. And they already are. Google was ahead of the curve on that. But that's part of this model, is you reward talent, and then you allow talent to do what it wants to do so that that talent keeps coming back. So that's how we've grown our company without having any employees, essentially.
Right. And so what that actually looks like in practice is you've got Launch Team, which is the brand that's really attracting projects. And then the projects go into this community. And then you have this network of highly talented experts that can basically get involved in that project and fill the functions that are necessary to deliver the outcomes to the client. And then, you know, you're basically saying like, here's the budget and here's how much, you know, there is to go around, and you get the thing solved based on what those economics look like and what the deliverables are. Is that about right?
That's exactly right. And what you see happen is a very organic situation. So I want to be clear here. It's not like we have thousands of people like doing projects all the time. What happens is the good folks come up to the front and we work with them more and we put them into our community. And so it curates it. And so there's a really big focus for us on quality over quantity, right? Long term versus short term, like meaningful connections, meaningful relationships, meaningful partnerships, so that it builds the value. It all comes back to the value. And I'll call up Eric Huberman again. I think, I don't know if it's him or his partner or someone in his company that says like, the best pizza marketing that you can have is a good product. Right? So that's where it all starts. But like, right, there is the, you know, there is this extra layer, I think, that we've added into the equation.
Hey, it's Marcel here from Parakeeto, and I want to thank you so much for tuning into today's episode and for being a listener of the show. We really appreciate you being here, and I hope you're getting a ton of value out of the episode. And if you are, do us a huge favor and leave us a review on iTunes, subscribe to the show, and share it with somebody else who you think might get some value. And if you are enjoying this kind of content, then I highly recommend you check out parakeeto.com, where we've got tons of other free content like this and a bunch of great downloadable resources to help you grow your agency, like the Agency Profitability Toolkit, which is loaded with a bunch of great trainings, templates, cheat sheets, and other resources to help you improve your profitability fast. And it's helped hundreds of other agencies just like yours do the same. So with that, I'll let you get back to it. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Right. So this is another thing that I think is interesting about your model, is you very much enabled this kind of do it yourself, done with you, and then done for you kind of model, where you have some technology platforms that are more self-serve. You're now also working on more of like education products and communities where you're teaching people kind of one to many how to go through the process that you would typically do with a client. And that actually props up significantly the value of you actually being the one doing it for them. So if somebody wants to just say, you know what, Jesse, I'd rather just hire you to do all this for me, then that kind of positions that product at the high end and justifies that high price point, because you've got these other self-serve options that are underneath that anchoring that, which I think is just a really smart thing that I'm seeing a lot of. Like, you think of Impact BND, for example, moving in that direction as well, where they've started teaching people how to do what they do, and it props up the value if they're done for you service. So yeah. I think that's just a really interesting tidbit for people to take away, is like, is there a process that you can actually teach? And a lot of people think like, well, why would I teach it? Because then people won't hire us. And it's like the opposite is actually, yes, they will hire you and they'll be willing to pay more, because yes, they'll get to actually see the breadth of how much expertise and like just how much goes into what you do and how well thought through your process is.
Yeah, I always say, give away your value, give it away. Just keep giving it away. And people go, why? What do you mean? And I say, well, because there's always someone else. There's billions of people on this planet. Everyone's like, I can't give it away. I'm like, what do you mean? You will never, has Facebook reached everyone on the planet? No. Okay, if Facebook hasn't reached everyone on the planet with all their marketing, you're not going to reach everyone. So you can burn through as many people as you want. All it's going to do is it's going to help the people who do want to pay you come and pay you. Because guess what? There's different types of currency. There's relationship currency, there's credibility currency and authority currency, there's dollars and cents. They're all valuable, right? Dollars and cents is just one. And that's another thing I've learned as I've gotten older, is people always say like, don't work for free, right? You're valuable. Like, there's this whole like millennial generation thing about, I love millennials, don't get me wrong, but it's like, you're valuable, you know, like, don't think you have to be anything. And it's like, Well, you do have to actually have value. You do have to actually put something forward that people are going to want in order for people to do work with you. So that's just kind of the way it is, and it will always be that way.
I love that. That plays into my philosophy of, if done well, your marketing should serve more people than your product ever does. I think that's the philosophy behind this show, you know, and kind of what we're doing here. So with that, I want to talk about like what enabled you to actually build out Launch Team, which unsurprisingly is launching things and building authority around yourself as a personal brand, and then building the brand of Launch Team. And you've done that largely through publishing and launching books, and you're about to do it with a summit, which we'll talk about shortly. Why was that the big strategy, and how has that impacted, you know, Launch Team and allowed you to build it?
It's more like, hey, I need to create this idea, this concept in people's minds that this thing, this concept, whatever Launch Team stands for, or whatever your agency stands for, this is why it's so important to know what you stand for, that it has value, right? That's all you're trying to do. You're trying to convince people it has value, because then the customers will come and they will keep coming. And the more work you do, the more people can tell other people that you do great work. So how do you do that? You have to get yourself out there. You have to have a brand. You have to speak on stages. You have to do stuff like this. And so for anyone running a business, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be you, but someone in your company should be working on the brand building. And I think it's something that people do too late, because it's like things like culture, brand, like what you're about, like your, what's your three, you know, I said, we're the go-to-market experts. What's your 3 to 5 word, what you do, maybe 7 words at the most, right? What do you stand for? What do you do? Because that's how you start to build everything out. And that's what I've realized, honestly, Marcel, over the years, is how important that is. And that's like my sole focus now. Like when I think about my job, what's my focus? My job is to build the Launch Team brand. And, you know, of course, I've got my hands in our most important projects, and I love working on them. But I know that like those projects, like these incredible books I'm working on with people like Leonard Armato, and, you know, I've done launches with Brad Feld and stuff, like, I know that stuff's going to continue to provide value. The more I build this brand, the more those products do better, the more happy they are with me, the more people they refer. You know, it just goes on and on and on. So if you are someone trying to build out a company, pay attention to the brand, pay attention to what it is you do and how that makes you different, and then go talk about it. Talk about it everywhere. Shout it out.
Yeah. And that's where it comes back to thought leadership and the idea of like launching a podcast or launching a book in order to create that thought leadership. It's something we've talked about a lot on the show. If you're curious about some more episodes to talk about this, go check out the conversation we had with Blair Enns on, you know, the Win Without Pitching manifesto. And then we also had a great conversation with our good friend David C. Baker, who wrote the book on the business of expertise. And so he talks a lot about, you know, the importance of having a platform for your thought leadership, whether it be a podcast or a book or speaking on stages and building authority through that. And this is one of the things that I wish we would have done a better job of with Parakeeto's podcast, the podcast that you're on right now, is launching it initially, because there's so much that you can gain from having a viral launch strategy, tricking the algorithm into putting you on the front page, a much wider distribution initially, because it gives you a better chance of building it over time. And if I could turn back the clock, man, I would have launched this podcast so much differently than I did. I wish I would have had access to the summit that you're about to tell us about. So for those that are thinking about launching a podcast or a book or a speaking engagement or a new company or a new service offering in 2021, I know you've got a really interesting event coming up that I think would be great for them to check out. Can you tell us a little bit more about that launch summit?
Yes, we have an amazing conference coming up. It's happening on the 25th of January, so last week of January, from Monday through Friday, all week long. We're going to be running the Launch Team Growth Summit, and that is the biggest thing that we've done as a company since our inception 5+ years ago. And so this conference is basically the culmination of everything we've done, all the relationships we've built. We have 30+ expert speakers who are just incredible people, like folks we've talked about in this chat, Brad Feld, who runs Foundry Group. It's a multi-billion-dollar VC fund. Leonard Armato, who was Shaq's agent. He created the entire Shaq brand, worked with Golden Boy Promotions to create Oscar De La Hoya's brand. He's responsible for over $1 billion in value creation. We're helping him launch a book called Managing Giants that's coming out, so you can see that. We've got Eric Huberman, who's one of the top marketers in the country, as we mentioned him before as well. So, you know, if you're an agency or you're watching this and you're an entrepreneur of any kind, really, it's going to have value for you. There's five different talking tracks. There's a marketing talking track, how to use a book to grow your business. There's a peak performance track with, you know, billion Avine Jane on there, who's working on a health company to read your biometrics and track your age and health with customized supplements. Like, it's just ridiculous. We've got workshops with Typeform, with, I think, Lead Pages, who does landing pages, email marketing software. I mean, just all kind of stuff. And the cool thing is that this is happening inside our launch platform. So if you're interested in like what we do and how we do it, this is like the perfect way to see in and see what's up. You can see our whole new platform. You can see all the event stuff, all the workshops. It's all free for you because Marcel, you're bomb. And I thank you. Thanks for bringing us on here. So you can go to, there's a link I think Marcel is going to put in there to get a free ticket to the event. I'll tell you, there's also an upgrade premium ticket for, I think, $67 that you might see. I'm not going to say what all that is, but you can see for yourself if you want to do that. And then we're also going to be releasing our new program that I talked to you about, the $1,000 program to help anyone launch any product. It's 3 months, me from March, April, May. I'm going to be teaching people exactly our system. So if you're out there listening and you're trying to launch something this year, 2021, you know, ready to go, let's do it.
There you have it, folks. So just to be clear, before the show, Jesse offered to give anyone listening to the show today a free ticket to that launch summit. I think tickets usually sell for, what are they, $50 or $100 for that entry-level ticket, but there'll be a link in the show notes where you can get a ticket for free if you're interested in checking out that summit and hearing some of those incredible speakers. So if you want to launch something, or even if you want to learn how to help your clients do a better job of launching new things, I mean, that's what we're talking about here, is value creation. So definitely check out the summit. I think it'll be really interesting. And I'll definitely be checking it out because I'd like to launch a book this year as well. That's on my personal goal. So Jesse, you and I might be chatting a little bit more. So with that, any final words of wisdom for our agency owners out there that are listening?
Well, Marcel, I mean, I think I'm just going to play off what you just did there. Like, that's so cool, right? You just like dropped a bomb on me right there. And, you know, we just chatted for like the last hour. We haven't met before, but you know what? I like you. We just spent some quality time together. And one of the things that I've learned from the amazing people I'm working with, like when you go higher and higher and higher up, you start to see like, okay, here's how this person acts. Here's how this person acts. And you start to pick up like, oh, like I think that's maybe part of how they got to where they are. And one of the things that I always noticed about Leonard, one of my clients now, the guy who was Shaq, he's like the real world Jerry Maguire, right? If you come to our summit, you're going to learn all about him. He's such a cool guy. And I remember when I first met Leonard, it was in this very intimate entrepreneur community that I had access to in LA, just incredible event that I was able to get into, right? And Leonard was there, a friend of a friend introduced us. And as soon as Leonard started talking to me, I noticed like how much he was focused on me. Like he was just like, he was locked in. And I'm like, even now, like his accomplishments just far outweigh mine, right? Like he's lived a really incredible life working with he was doing stuff with Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson and just helped Kim Kardashian get to her heights and just all this stuff. And yet he would just look me in the eye and just talk to me for as long as we wanted about whatever we wanted. And now he's a client and we're working on this massive book project and there's all kinds of other things that I can't talk about right now. And it's like, well, how did that happen? Well, it happened with relationships. It happened with real connection. And like, I just connected with you. I think we're going to do more stuff together. Probably, I hope, you know, you're cool. Like I got to know you here. So that's my advice for everyone is like, get to know people, like use technology as the tool to get to know people, but don't rely on the technology, rely on the humanity to like make real connections and then leverage the technology so you can be happy. Everyone's chasing success, just chase happiness so you can be successful. It's a lot better.
And another key takeaway is Jesse said, Marcel's cool. So remember that if you're listening and with all of that. That might be the most important one of all. So with all of that, Jesse, thank you so much for stopping by the show. And again, anyone that's listening, if you want to get free access to this launch summit that Jesse is running with all these speakers, check out the show notes. We'll have a link for you there for a free ticket. And we'll see you on the next episode. Well, that's all for today's episode, but it doesn't have to be the end of your learning journey. Make sure you subscribe to the show so you never miss another episode. And check us out at parakeeto.com, where we've got tons of other amazing content and free resources to help you improve your profitability. With that, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next episode. Are you still here? You're leaving us a comment, aren't you? Yeah, or maybe you're subscribing to the show over here, or maybe you're watching the next episode, or maybe you're typing parakeeto.com into your address bar. Now you're like, is somebody talking to me? Is somebody in my office? No, it's just me with this long outro. All right, we're done here.